This is Spencer King, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiologists' extended learning series featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You're about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, you will have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access to your mobile device. And each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/AXL. Listen now to a talk Dipti Ichapuria had with Kim Hansen, postdoctoral researcher with the Department of Cardiology at Copenhagen University in Denmark. They cover physical activity as a predictor for instant death in myocardial infarction.
Welcome, Dr. Hansen.
Thank you.
We are going to be discussing today physical activity as a predictor for instant death in myocardial infarction, a collaborative meta-analysis. So this sounds very interesting. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing.
Well, basically, we wanted to make a closer investigation of those patients who have a myocardial infarction and see if physical activity somehow can help us predict whether these patients die instantaneously during their event.
Okay, so who are these patients that you looked at? These are patients that had a myocardial infarction, I understand, but where did you get this data?
Yeah, this was quite a difficult design. We wanted patients who had physical activity assessed at some point and cardiovascular risk factors as well, and then they would go on to develop a myocardial infarction and then potentially die from that myocardial infarction. So we had to do a historical cohort design. So we looked for European cohorts with healthy participants who had these measurements done. And then we extracted the data, so to speak, from these cohorts.
And how many cohorts did you end up extracting data from?
We ended up with 8 cohorts in the final meta-analysis.
And how many patients?
That would be around 17,400 patients who had a myocardial infarction.
And how many of them had sudden death?
Around 1,865 fulfilled our criteria for instant fatal myocardial infarction.
And what was the distribution between males and females in this cohort?
In this cohort, it was mainly comprised of males. Most of the studies had around 60 to 70% males. One study did have 45% of males, but mainly males.
I see. And follow-up was what period of time? And
that differed between the cohorts, but around 10 years, I would say.
I see. So tell me what you found.
Well, we found that people who had been exposed to a moderate to high level of physical activity prior to their myocardial infarction had a decreased risk of instant death in relation to their myocardial infarction. If you take the moderate physical activity group as compared to the inactive comparator group, it was around 36% on a relative scale. And in the high physical activity group, it was around 49%.
So 36% decrease risk of sudden death in the moderate intensity exercise and 49% decrease risk in the high intensity exercise group.
Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful. But define for me what moderate and what high intensity is.
Yeah, we were challenged by the fact that these cohorts measured physical activity differently. So we had to make a standardized grouping of physical activity. So we used the total amount of physical activity within a week, measured as met hours per week, to make our groups. We had a sedentary comparator group who performed less than 7 met hours per week. And then we had the exposed group, which we subdivided into a low, moderate, and high level of physical activity. And then we did that to identify any possible dose-response relationship between physical activity and the risk of instant fatal myocardial infarction.
With moderate, tell me how many METs of exercise did they do? What's the moderate? What was that definition?
The moderate, they had between 16 and 32 MET hours per week.
Okay.
And the high group was above 32 MET hours per week.
I see. And did you notice any other differences besides the level of activity? Were there any other differences between these groups that could explain this decrease in terms of the sudden death risk?
We, of course, tried to assess this through adjusted analysis. We included information on age, sex, and conventional cardiovascular risk factors, such as hypertension, diabetes, smoking, body mass index, and the level of cholesterol. And after adjustments for these factors, these were the results we got.
I see. And what percentage of the patients in total had cardiac risk factors?
That depended on the cohort you looked at. Some of the earlier cohorts from the 70s did not have as high a prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors as the more contemporary cohorts.
I see. Tell me what your thoughts are after you looked at this data.
Well, my thoughts are that we have physical activity, which is a free and widely available primary preventive measure, which shows a very strong relationship in terms of protecting you from death when you experience a myocardial infarction. My take-home message from this would be that when you're sitting with your patient and you're doing your preventive talk and you're telling them that this physical activity may help you prevent cardiovascular disease, all-cause death, but also one of the unfortunate patients who develop a myocardial infarction, it will reduce your risk of instant death.
I see. But should you be pushing them to also do high intensity because there's an improvement with the high intensity group?
Well, the measure we have doesn't really measure intensity. It measures the three facets of physical activity: intensity, duration, and frequency. So we are measuring the volume of physical activity, so to speak. So it doesn't say anything about the intensity of physical activity. We know from animal studies that intensity might not be as important for the cardioprotective effects of exercise.
So it's not intensity, but consistency.
Exactly.
Okay. It sounds like consistency of exercise is what we need to tell our patients for decreasing sudden death.
Yes, based on the knowledge we have now, I would say consistency is very important.
Anything else that you think that we need to know about from this review?
No, I think that sums it up pretty well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Spencer King, Editor-in-Chief of Axel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Axel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/Axel.